USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
The judge argues that in a time of high gas and oil prices, it is in the public's interest for a permanent injunction. The Biden administration says the pause was necessary to examine Interior Department policies. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has issued a state of emergency in Chattanooga and Floyd counties after heavy flooding. Somerville area business owner Nicholas Casey says flooding has been a reoccurring problem.
We finally made it downtown and every road was blocked.
So, we couldn't get to our store.
The front door of our store opened up and our merchandise floated down the street. We just, as helpless, we just stood there and watched.
Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Official portraits of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are now being displayed in the White House.
Barack and Michelle, welcome home.
The president opening an official unveiling ceremony Thursday, saying the Obama's tenure was marked by integrity, decency, moral courage, and doing what's right. Hurricane Kay is expected to bring lots of rain and gusty winds as it moves closer to the United States. While the storm is moving up the coast of Baja California, it won't make landfall in the United States.
But its rain, however, and its impacts and its gusty winds will very much impact Southern California Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
Meteorologist John Weatherby, and that audio is courtesy of NBC News, he also says some of the heaviest rain will be in the areas east of San Diego and Los Angeles, but significant rainfall is also expected in the deserts as far east as Yuma or even Phoenix, Arizona. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is expected to turn himself in on criminal charges in New York City. Bannon saying he's under investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney and will surrender Thursday. It stems from his We Build the Wall campaign, which federal authorities claim defrauded donors. Super Bowl winning wide receiver with the Denver Broncos, Emmanuel Sanders, is retiring from the NFL. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.